Dr. Pinsky dictating amount I am in. Michael Richardson. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Richardson as described in my report of 7/4/19. He is now a 47-year-old mount who again relates he injured the inside of his right knee at work on 3/20/18. Peter was getting out of a company vehicle and slipped off the step with his right leg onto the ground. Peter did go to the emergency room in Pomona on 3/23/18. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, Hanger sends his final diagnosis to be a torn meniscus and displaced cartilage treated surgically in April of 2018. Paired since last evaluated here, he has been taking anti-inflammatory pills and cortisone injections with lubricant shots when needed from Dr. DiVernero. Paired they help for about 6 weeks at a time. Paired he recently spent 2 weeks in California on a vacation centered around the Philadelphia Eagles football team. But he's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. In paragraph, as per the record supplied, he received an order approving settlement on 10/21/19. Period. He then reopened his claim on 4/7/21. Period. New paragraph. Medical records show Mr. Richardson was seen on 7/18/19 by Dr. Anastasi, A-N-A-S-T-A-S-I. Period. He offered 60% permanent partial disability in reference to the right leg. Period. Mr. Richardson had a need for treatment, an orthopedic exam with Dr. Ponzio on 12/15/21. Period. He reviewed his course of treatment to date, including the operative report from Dr. Islinger. Period. Dr. Ponzio prognosticated he will have persistent right knee pain, but there are treatment options that can address intra-articular pathology. Period. He opined Mr. Robinson's complaints of right knee pain are not related to the motor vehicle accident. Period. His diagnostic impressions were work-related complex medial meniscal tear of the right knee, comma work-related osteochondral lesion of the medial femoral condyle, comma degenerative tearing of the lateral meniscus that was related, comma arthroscopic partial medial lateral meniscectomy that was related, and arthroscopic chondroplasty of the medial femoral condyle with debridement of chondral fragments. Period. He explained there was calcification of the MCL, which was definitely pre-existing, and suggests he had a pre-existing knee injury. Period. On this occasion, Dr. Ponzio opined he had not reached maximum medical improvement. Brady recommended undergoing x-rays and an MRI with subsequent orthopedic follow-up. Period. New paragraph. On 1/26/22, x-rays of the right knee were done, but not compared to any prior studies. Period, it showed no evidence of acute fracture, semicolon, mild to moderate tricompartmental osteoarthrosis, semicolon, linear ossification in the region of the medial collateral ligament, which may be post-traumatic. Period, he had another MRI of the knee on 1/26/22, compared to a study of 2018. Period, insert those results here. Period. He had repeat right knee x-rays on 126-22. Actually, that's just a repeat, so skip that. New paragraph. Mr. Richardson was then seen orthopedically by Dr. DiVernaro on 9-14-22 for another knee for treatment evaluation. Period. He opined there was interval, scratch that. He noted the MRI was read as interval progression in degeneration and tearing of the menisci without displaced fracture as detailed above, semicolon, interval progression in tricompartmental chondral wear, comma, full thickness fissuring isolated to the lateral tibial plateau, semicolon, small subchondral cysts are associated, comma, small synovitis, comma, and small popliteal cysts, semicolon, acute and chronic features of Osgood-Schlatter's with low-grade partial tear of the central fibers of the patellar tendon. He thought the biggest problem was with the MCL. Apparently, he had a chronic MCL injury as evidenced by calcification on X-ray and MRI. Pretty we consider that related to the index work injury. Appeared there was some instability associated with it, and he had significant weakness in the leg. Apparently, he did not see any surgical indications at that time. Period. Mr. Richardson did not have enough chondral damage to warrant arthroplasty. Period. He also saw little benefit to arthroscopy. Period. A course of physical therapy was recommended. Period. He was cleared to continue to work in a full unrestricted capacity. Period. He was prescribed Celebrex. Period. He did follow up with Dr. DiVernaro through 3-1-23. Period. He had undergone Monovisc injections, from which he got some relief. Period. Upon exam, range of motion was from 0 to 125 degrees of flexion. Period. He ambulated with a normal reciprocal gait pattern. There was no effusion, but there was peripatellar tenderness present. Period. Strength was improving. Period. Dr. DiVernaro recommended continued conservative management, and DMP had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. He was then discharged from care. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the right knee was full without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the left knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5. Pre-existed right hamstring strength, but was otherwise 5-5. Period. He had moderate tenderness to palpation about the right medial joint line / medial collateral ligament, but there was none on the left. Knee maneuvers, he had positive McMurray's and Apley's compression maneuvers on the right, which were negative on the left. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with mild antalgia on the right, with no assisted device. Pretty was able to walk on his heels and toes, also with antalgia. Pretty changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 70 degrees and rise. Period. Impressions. Insert what is marked from my prior report. Since evaluated here, Mr. Richardson received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Period. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Ponzio for a need for treatment exam on 12-15-21. Period. He then underwent updated x-rays and MRI of the right knee on 126-22 to be inserted here. Period. The petitioner then was seen orthopedically by Dr. DiVernaro, who treated him with further conservative measures, including medications and injections. Period. New paragraph, current exam. Found mild antalgia on the right. Period. He had full range of motion of the right knee. Period. McMurray's and Apley's compression maneuvers elicited tenderness on the right knee. Period. He was able to squat to 70 degrees and rise. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency and causation will be inserted from my prior report. And that is the end.